it's not just myself. Like, it's us working as a team with the other elected members and with the staff now. And obviously, getting into 2023, I would certainly say, like, on a countywide basis anyway, housing will certainly be a priority, and that will be in a countywide basis. Both social housing, trying to get the county council to directly build the houses themselves, you know, where turnkeys and other options have sort of filled the gap for the council. The ideal way is to have the council to directly build the house, which we've done successfully the last 50, 60 years, up until, say, the last 10 years because of the crash in the economy. We need to get back to that. There's something that was done very, very well in Ireland is to build social housing. We need to get back to that. But also there's a big need for affordable housing on service land around our towns and villages. A lot of young people want to go out there with newly married, and that I want to go out and build their own houses and start out, and they're caught there in the trap, in the poverty trap. So I think and there is consideration there now to have serviced land around the outskirts of towns, you know, good half acre site all together serviced, and then people can come in, get mortgages and go and build their own house. Don't necessarily have to move out to the countryside, but they can get plenty of privacy around the edge of town. So certainly on a countywide basis, that would be one of my priorities. And the other one then on a countywide basis would be the TNT. That's the Belfast Snorter bypass, the Letterkenny Bunagee link, and also then from Lifford to Letterkenny. That's on a countywide basis. It's a big priority. We need to get that started. We lost a year on because there's new criteria brought in, environmental issues and that. So we're expecting now and using that now February and March, and that needs to start. It needs to go compulsory order and oral hearings. We need to get that sorted and get us ready for detailed design on that this year in 2023. We can't wait any longer. But then more locally, actually the big issue for us in the Snorri area at the moment is water. During the summertime, we had more outages and hose pipe bans, and now in the middle of the winter time of Christmas now, we're just calls every day, frost. So we need an urgent to get all the pipes replaced, particularly within the Loch Mourne, which is the Finn Valley. It nearly covers the entire East Donegal. It's absolutely urgent that we get these pipes upgraded. A number of old pipes busting, leaking all the time. There's enough water in Loch Mourne to fill the whole county, but it's not been managed properly. The water's just running out in leaks. And come the summertime, come the wintertime, people are running their taps in because they know there's going to be water, it's going to be frozen, there's going to be none. So there's an awful lot of waste going on there. And Irish Water, at the moment, I must say, I'm very disappointed that it's last week that what happened during the summer months has happened there now. So that is a big one for most of us. And locally as well, I think too, we have a couple of major problems or projects there, like the 9 million, the seed project for Balbuffet, and we have the Riverine project in Lifford, and the other smaller projects in Raphoe, recently Conway as well. We need to get these projects on the ground just to get the diggers out. You know, people are just hearing announcements after announcements, multi-millions here and there, and it certainly would be nice to try and get some projects going, get work going, it'll get plenty of employment, but it'll bring a bit of heart back into the towns and villages. And another project there, we were just allocated 50,000 there for Drumbow, and it's looked to get a town park, a real big, unique town park up on Drumbow, and say when the land's there now, and with 50,000 for detailed design. So it's just, there's a lot of projects been announced over the last couple of years, but it's just to get the diggers into the fields and carry on. That's sort of along with the other routine issues that we had to deal with, you know, roads, bridges, you know, footpaths, these type of things. So, but it's going to be a very, very busy year, and there's no doubt with all the members working together, which we do, we have a very good team there, and we do work together.